Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Stoic State of Mind. I'm your host, Brandon Cole, and let me tell you, life can sometimes feel like a roller coaster that's decided to go on an extended loop-de-loop. Ever felt like you're just riding the wave, hoping not to get tossed overboard? That, my friends, is where resilience comes in. It's not about being immune to hardship, because let's be real, we all hit bumps in the road. It's about how you handle those bumps. Today, we're diving deep into the power of staying resilient in the face of adversity. Because believe me, this isn't just some abstract philosophy, this is your everyday toolkit for navigating life's challenges and coming out stronger on the other side. Think of it like this. Resilience is that inner muscle that gets stronger with every workout, every challenge you conquer. So, what are our key takeaways to build that resilience muscle? First up, remember that setbacks are inevitable. They're a part of life, just like sunshine and rain. Don't beat yourself up over them. Instead, view them as opportunities to learn and grow. Think about it. Some of the most incredible inventions were born out of failures. Edison's light bulb. Yeah, he tried thousands of times before finding the right formula. It's all about perspective, right? Next, embrace a growth mindset. This means believing that your abilities aren't fixed, but can be developed through dedication and hard work. Ever heard the saying, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take? Well, that's the essence of a growth mindset. Keep trying. Keep learning, and never stop pushing yourself outside your comfort zone. Remember, discomfort often leads to breakthroughs. Third, cultivate self-compassion. Be kind to yourself, especially during tough times. We all make mistakes. We all stumble. It's not about being perfect, it's about recognizing that you are human, and that's okay. Imagine talking to a friend who's going through a rough patch. Would you berate them or offer words of encouragement? Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding. Now, let's talk about taking control. You can't always control what happens to you, but you can control how you react. Focus on what you can influence: your thoughts, your actions, your attitude. Remember, even small steps in the right direction can make a big difference. It's like climbing a mountain, one step at a time. Finally, build a strong support system. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who believe in you, and who will be there for you when things get tough. Think of them as your cheerleaders, your sounding board, your fellow adventurers on this journey called life. We're all in this together, after all. Let me tell you a story about a friend of mine, Sarah. She was working towards a big promotion at her company, and she put in countless hours studying for the exam. But when the results came back, she didn't get it. You know that feeling when your dreams seem to crumble right before your eyes? Well, Sarah could have easily let that setback define her. But instead, she took a deep breath, acknowledged her disappointment, and then decided to use it as fuel to learn and grow even more. She reached out to her mentor for advice, studied even harder, and ultimately she got the promotion a few months later. See, resilience isn't about avoiding challenges, it's about facing them head on with courage, determination, and a whole lot of heart. Remember those 5 key takeaways. Embrace setbacks as learning opportunities, cultivate a growth mindset, practice self-compassion, take control where you can, and build a strong support system. So, go out there today and be your own superhero. Remember, resilience isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving, even in the face of adversity. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little boost of Stoic inspiration. Leave a review if you enjoyed it. It helps others find the podcast and build their own resilience muscles. Until next time, keep pushing forward. You got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.